Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It's Allegra Collins, and we are continuing to learn this month about the attribute of God, that God is the Creator. Our Bible story teaching for this week is Wonderfully Made and comes from Genesis 1, verses 26 through 31, and Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 25. God created Adam in His own image, and Adam lived in the perfect Garden of Eden. God told Adam not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God declared it was not good for Adam to be alone. Adam named every creature, but none were good helpers for him. God created Eve from Adam's rib. They lived in a perfect relationship with God in the beautiful garden He created. Now, in teaching this Bible story, two words we have identified is creation and image. These are two words that a preschooler may not know what it means exactly. So when teaching about creation, you can share that this is made by God. And when teaching about image, you can share that this is to reflect God's character and to be like Him. Now, our bright idea for this week is that God created people in His image. And this Bible story points back to Jesus and that God loves people so much. People are His most special creation, and people are the reason Jesus came to earth. God loved people so much, He sent Jesus so we can be forgiven of our sin and live with Him forever. The framework we want kids to remember this Bible story is with the He, we, and me. He is God made people. This is what we want them to remember about God. What does this mean for us as a whole group? Is that God loves us. And for the me, how does this affect a little preschooler's life? God loves me. Now let's take a look at this month's memory verse, which comes from Colossians 1:16 and says, "For by Him all things were created." Our big question we're asking and answering for this whole month is, who made everything and rules over everything? God. And our preschool perspective for this week is to be a caring presence. You are the secret ingredient in preschool discipleship. If you ever wonder whether your role matters, it absolutely does. One loving, caring adult can make a huge difference in a kid's journey of faith. You can be that adult. Your presence matters. The first step in showing love to kids is simply showing up. A consistent and dependable presence tells a preschooler, "I care about you." Your attention matters. When you are with kids, be fully present, just as Jesus is with us. Put your phone away, save adult conversations for later, and minimize distractions. Come prepared so you can give kids your full focus during the short time you have together. And your prayers matter. Think of one kid in your group and ask, "What if I'm the only person praying for them this week?" God has placed you in a role to love and support kids who may not have that spiritual support anywhere else. Pray for each preschooler as if you're the only one lifting them up to God. This week's Navigating a Broken World is about gender. In today's culture, conversations about gender are becoming common. This often exposes kids to the topic at a very young age. Studies show that around 40% of Americans disagree that gender is determined at birth. Gender has become a challenging topic in our culture. Kids, even preschoolers, are exposed to messages about gender identity through cartoons, YouTube videos, and other social media. Some may know someone who identifies as transgender or has expressed a desire to be the opposite gender. You may have kids in your group who are hearing these topics and are beginning to ask questions. In today's lesson, kids will learn God made two genders, male and female. He creates each of us in His image, exactly like we are supposed to be. We are deeply loved by the Creator. If gender questions arise, respond with gentleness and compassion. Affirm God's love and design and avoid lengthy or complex explanations. For further information, a great resource about this topic is Teaching Your Children About Gender by Jared Kennedy. You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. You're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. Keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.